Pre-construction on the Atlantic Coast Pipeline is already underway in North Carolina. Workers are cutting down trees at the southern and northernmost ends of the proposed path, an 8-county, 200-mile-long route across the state. Along that path, opponents say the pipeline will degrade the environment and rob people of their land. Supporters say it will help economically depressed communities in eastern North Carolina. Rusty Jacobs reports.
Mavis Exum Edmondson recalls growing up on her family's Wilson County farm with fields of tobacco, corn, cotton, and fruit trees.
I'm country through and through. This is the happiest place I've ever known.
Mavis and her younger sister Barbara have since moved back to the family homestead, living in houses along a road that bears the family name.
And that was always Daddy's dream, my father's dream, to have all of us come back here after we got out of college and build houses.
Mavis's daughter has thought of moving back to the family property and building a home someday. But the Exums are concerned the Atlantic Coast Pipeline might threaten that dream. The 600-mile ACP will transport natural gas fracked in West Virginia's Marcellus Shale to the southeast, running across Virginia and through North Carolina. Virginia-based Dominion Energy will build and operate the ACP and is a 48% owner. Duke Energy owns 47%, and Southern Company Gas owns 5%. The pipeline will deliver fuel to a new fleet of Duke Energy natural gas-fired power plants to replace older coal-fired plants that emit more pollutants. The Exum's land is one of the roughly 1,000 North Carolina properties from which the pipeline developers must acquire an easement. Barbara Exum.
You just see a lot of landowners being squeezed out of their property for the benefit of big business.
The Exums initially were offered $1,000 by the ACP's developers to secure the 50-foot right-of-way needed to construct the pipeline. That offer has since been increased to $10,000.
None of us have signed, and we don't intend to sign. You know, we're going to keep fighting this.
Like Barbara Exum, Francine Stevenson grew up on her father's Johnston County farm.
And when I was young, before this highway was paved, it was a dirt, it was clay, and I rode a mule up there. Her name was Red.
She, too, has rejected the offer from the ACP developers.
There's no amount of money, really, that can take the place of my never being able to give my daughters a chance to build a house. Here.
Both Francine Stevenson and the Exums were active in the no pipeline efforts in their counties, groups of people opposed to the ACP for personal and environmental reasons. Environmental advocates say the pipeline poses risks to drinking water because of possible leaks, and that compressor stations emit pollutants like benzene and nitrogen oxide. Opponents also say the state should be investing in renewable energy production like solar and wind, not perpetuating an over-reliance on fossil fuel. According to ACP spokesman Aaron Ruby, the pipeline developers have secured 80% of the easements needed in North Carolina. The remainder will have to be acquired through eminent domain, unless the developers can reach agreements with the holdout property owners. Ruby says turning to the courts is a last resort.
The reality is that without this legal tool, we wouldn't have any of the public infrastructure that we all depend on and use every single day.
In eminent domain proceedings, courts first provide project developers with access to disputed land so they can begin construction while the court determines what the landowner should be paid. Matt Glover has lived in Northampton County all his life and says property owners have nothing to fear from the pipeline.
These easements aren't very intrusive. Once the pipeline is in the ground, you can resume normal activities. You can't build a home on top of it, but you can certainly build a home near it with no ill effects.
Glover married a Northampton County girl and raised two daughters in this rural area. His family's property has an existing natural gas distribution pipeline running across it, carrying natural gas from a major transmission line in the western Piedmont.
This gives us a lot more comfort that maybe some people don't have, the fact that this has been here so long without any incidents.
It should be noted Glover and his family own a construction company that is contracted to excavate and prepare the site for an ACP compressor station in Northampton County. The ACP will also cross parts of his family's property. Ruby, the ACP spokesman, says once construction is complete, the pipeline, buried under 3 to 5 feet of soil, will hardly be noticeable to property owners.
Because of the depth that we bury it, farmers can continue growing crops on the right-of-way, they can pasture livestock, transport equipment.
And the developers will pay for disruptions caused by the construction phase.
So if they're unable to grow crops on the right-of-way during the two-year construction phase, we're going to compensate them for that loss of revenue.
And Ruby says the proposed pipeline will provide environmental as well as economic benefits.
Natural gas produces half the carbon emissions of coal. It produces 80% to 90% fewer air emissions.
For Linwood Parker, the ACP means economic opportunity. Parker is a lifelong resident and the mayor of Four Oaks, population 2,500. He's held office for 30 years and has seen his Johnston County town grow threefold.
Well, you got to grow. You either grow or you die.
Parker shows off the Four Oaks Business Park just off I-95, the centerpiece of his town's economic development plan.
We've got a distribution center that is 750,000 square foot, employing 400 people.
But Parker has his eyes on a bigger prize.
Distribution is about a $30,000, $35,000, $40,000 job. Manufacturing is a $65,000, $75,000. I got only so much land. I don't want all distribution. I got the big project that's distribution here. I want manufacturing.
And to get manufacturing, Parker says you need access to natural gas. The ACP would not run natural gas directly to industrial, commercial, or residential customers. Local public utilities like Piedmont Natural Gas and PSNC would tap into the ACP with distribution pipelines and deliver ACP gas to homes and businesses. North Carolina already has a major natural gas transmission line like the ACP running through the state. The Transco pipeline is in the western Piedmont and has distribution lines that carry that gas eastward. But ACP spokesman Aaron Ruby says those lines are fully tapped.
They're operating at full capacity. They don't have the additional lane space, if you will, in those pipelines to bring in additional supplies of gas to fuel the growth of manufacturing and other new industries.
Environmental advocates dispute the necessity of the ACP. Gudrun Thompson is a senior attorney with Southern Environmental Law Center.
To the extent there's any problem supplying gas to these industrial facilities, it's a problem of the smaller pipeline networks within the state that may need to be expanded.
A coalition of environmental advocacy groups is challenging the necessity of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline in federal court. Full construction on the Atlantic Coast Pipeline is expected to begin this spring. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.